Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We go out to the hotline, NFL on CBS. Tracy Wolfson, she joins us here on the Fan Morning Show. Tracy, good morning. How's everything?
Good morning. Everything's going well. How are you guys?
Indecisive in Pittsburgh is probably the best way to put
it.
We don't know what to do with our...
Yeah, sure. I can imagine. Strange, right?
It's very, very strange. We'll get into that in a minute, but I know that you'll be doing the game Sunday, 4:25, the Chiefs and the Pats game. The other night, what the Chiefs did, I guess there's no real way to quantify it, but how much of a statement did they make and distance themselves from the rest of the AFC, do you think?
Yeah, I think they made a huge statement. I'm so impressed. You know, every single time they step out on the field, they seem to get better and better. And even when they have a bad game, we actually did that game against the Chargers. And, you know, it wasn't Mahomes' best, but they still come away and find a way to win. And what Andy Reid is doing, and going back into his playbook or going back years and years ago and pulling out these different plays and these motions and this offense, and it's just incredible. I absolutely love watching them. And, you know, they're really the team to beat, as you said. And, you know, you expected this one, obviously, to be a lot closer. And you realize, you know, where this team is compared to everyone. But, look, they do have another challenge. And anytime you get these two head coaches going up against each other and now with, a different quarterback in place for the Patriots, it's going to be a very interesting game to see, you know, how this all turns out.
Tracy, have you been shocked at all? And I know it's ramped down each of the last 2 weeks from the 15 carries he had in week one, but are you surprised at all, or how surprised are you at the amount of times the Patriots have designed runs for Cam Newton?
Yeah, you said it. They you know, it was ramped down a little bit. I'm not surprised. I think what they do is when they are able to, you know, give him the ball and have these designed runs, they utilize him. But when they can run with their backs and score over and rush for over 200 yards, like they did last week, they're not going to. And they bottled him up. I mean, the Raiders did a really good job of containing him, but the Patriots still found another way to win. And I think what's interesting about this offense and Josh McDaniels, who is just brilliant and having so much fun working with Cam, is they can win in so many different ways. And you saw it. So, you know, you had where Cam was running the option and these design runs, and then the next week you had him winning it with his arm, and then this week you had it running the football. And so, I think they're going to have to take care of him a little bit, though. He got knocked a few times in that game against the Raiders, and I think that probably, you know, opened up their eyes a little bit and said, hey, this is a long season, a guy with some injury issues. You know, let's just make sure we don't, you know, run him too much, especially early on in the season. But I don't know what they're thinking, obviously. We haven't spoken with them yet. We'll see what the game plan is going against this Chiefs defense.
NFL on CBS, Tracy Wolfson joining us. I've asked a bunch of different people this same question. Last year when you saw Ben grab his arm and walk off the field, what did you think? Did you think he had more football in him, or did you think it could be it for him?
You know, I was extremely unsure. You know, he also, a lot of injuries going on throughout his career, and there was a lot of contemplation going into the season of whether he was going to play again or how much longer he was going to play. So I was unsure, but you know, I think we know, you know, Ben Roethlisberger enough that he is, you know, he plays with the edge. He plays with that chip. He's out to prove something. And I don't think that was going to be the way that he was going to let his career end.
Tracy Wolfson of the NFL on CBS with us here on the Fan Morning Show. The Steelers' defense, Tracy, they gave a couple drives to Jeff Driscoll when he came on in relief for the Broncos a couple weeks ago and got off to a slow start against the Texans and Deshaun Watson, but they were able to turn it up against Deshaun Watson in that victory in Week 3. How does that translate, especially after watching Lamar Jackson's struggles against the Chiefs the other night, to defending against the Ravens twice later this year?
I don't know how. Sorry, I have my son is home doing virtual school, and he's asking me where to put the answer.
Oh, we get it. We get it.
Yeah,
are you in the fourth grade math yet, Tracy? You in the fourth grade math? Because if I am
exactly
done
where,
with it,
that's exactly where I am. And he just came downstairs. He asked me where to put something on the paper. I can't even focus.
Don't worry about it. It's happening to all of us. Well, no, I was just asking about how the way they shut down Deshaun Watson in the second half this past weekend, if they can use that, if they can translate that to trying to shut down Lamar Jackson twice this year.
No doubt. No doubt. I think that's a great blueprint. And, I mean, of course, how we saw, you know, the Chiefs, their defense and the way they were able to contain Lamar Jackson, and they're not anywhere, no offense, I mean, they're not, just not at that level right now as the Patriots defense is. I mean, and we see them playing at, you know, one of the best defenses in the country right now. And so I think it's a great blueprint that they showed there. And I think, you know, the chance and what they were able to do against Deshaun Watson is, you know, shows that they're able to do that. And I think with Lamar Jackson, what it comes down to is if you can, you know, just contain him and his legs, you know, and get a little bit of a lead, and that's where Roethlisberger comes in with the weapons that he has, build the lead and force them to play from behind and, you know, force Lamar Jackson to throw the football. And so what the Steelers did against Deshaun Watson certainly has to give them some confidence when they have the chance to go against the Ravens this year.
Last thing for you is we talked to Tracy Wolfson, NFL on CBS. And now you've talked to a lot of players a long time, and they try to rally around everything. And you've talked to players this year, of course. Have you found them rallying around this whole kind of we got mentality with twisting this in a weird way that there's no fans there, that they have to be huddled in the building, they have to quarantine, and come out of this the other side is seeing it as kind of a rallying point in a positive in a way?
I think they're making it into a positive. Anytime we talk to the players or coaches about playing without fans or all the COVID stuff or wearing the masks, whatever it may be, they do always turn it into a positive for us. I mean, they never, you know, kind of woe is me and this is terrible. And, you know, they all want to play football. They want to be out there just like we want to be out there working. And so I think that's why they deal with it. This is the way it is. And that's how we saw, you know, the fines coming down on not wearing masks on the sidelines for some coaches. Well, you talk to the NFL and the NFLPA, you know, look, if we want to play football, if we want this to be successful, well, everyone needs to, you know, we all, you know, all in, get together and make it work any which way they can. And I think it is. It's a galvanizing effect for this whole league, and it does bring it all together. And I think they also feel that responsibility of what we're doing for the country, what the NFL does in terms of providing, you know, sports and entertainment. And I talk to friends who hardly ever watch sports, and they, you know, it's just an opportunity to have a distraction and get the family together or their friends together and just watch or play fantasy football, and something that this country really needs right now. And I think the players and the coaches and the NFL realize that there is that responsibility, and they'll do whatever they can. It's unfortunate in the situation we're in right now, where you guys are in with this, you know, what's going on this weekend against the Titans. And you only hope that this doesn't just kind of, you know, snowball into more and more teams and more weeks of this.
Great being with you this morning. Go get them with that Common Core math. You can't just draw the long division
God,
anymore.
I'm so sorry. Thank you so much.
Stay away from the tape diagrams, Tracy. They're nefarious. The tape diagrams will kill you every time.
Yes, no good. Thank you, Tracy. We'll talk again soon.
You got it.
Thanks, Tracy.
All right, NFL on CBS, Tracy Wolfson joining us.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world.
Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.